Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
This is Tom from the Sky Family. Welcome to Sky's Revival Radio. We're very glad you can join us again today, and we trust that you are being encouraged in Christ through this walk through the Gospel of Matthew. And we're constantly stressing the need to go back to the Gospels because the Gospels are our great course corrector. If you're in a sailing ship, it is not good enough to just aim for your destination. You must constantly adjust your course to account for the drift of the current and the wind. You may think that you're going in the right direction, but if you haven't course corrected, you can be miles off course because of the drift. You need course correction every day and many times a day if you're sailing. And so it is with us. it's very easy to drift. That is, to be drawn off course by popular teachings that sound great and are appealing to the natural man, but are a million miles off course from what Jesus said. Today, we're going to look at an example of this very thing. We're going to read Matthew chapter 10, verses 38 and 39, where Jesus says something that's very contrary to the teaching of our day. He says, "And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he who has found his life shall lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it." Over the past few decades, we have drifted away from the Word of God. I have been a Christian for many years, and I have watched this as we have developed a cross-less version of Christianity. And it's not that we take lightly the cross that Jesus bore, but we leave out the part that we are also to take up our cross to follow after Jesus. And that's what I mean by a cross-less version of Christianity. We leave that part out because it's uncomfortable to us. So if someone comes along and says, "Well, you don't need to do that," we are very glad to believe it. And that's why this new gospel is so popular. It requires nothing of us. Jesus did it all. So in practice, in many places today, it's come as you are, stay as you are, no change required. And that's why there's so much worldliness in the church and why we are practically indistinguishable from the world apart from being in church on Sunday. But we see in the Gospels a very different version of Christianity, a version that requires total change, a version that requires laying down our lives to follow Him, a version that must choose Him over the world and the love of the world. This is the Christianity that comes from Christ. He's coming for a spotless bride. Do you want to know where we are in the prophetic calendar and the prophetic clock? I'll tell you where we are. The Father is fulfilling a promise He has made to Jesus, and that is that He would prepare for Him a spotless bride, a fit companion for Him, a companion that is set apart with a heart that is fully His, a companion that loves Him more than the world. That's what God is doing right now, and this is the work of the Holy Spirit, calling a bride out of the world that will cleave to Jesus. And how could it be any other way? Would you want a spouse that could take you or leave you? Would you want to be married to someone who would rather be doing anything else but spending time with you? How satisfying is it to have a spouse that would take anything and anyone over you? Well, that happens a lot, and it's pretty sad. But we don't want it like that, and neither does Jesus. He doesn't want a companion and a bride whose heart is full of many other loves, that loves the world, that could take him or leave him, that if they could spend time with him or do anything else in the world, that they'll choose anything else of the world. This is not the bride that the Father is perfecting right now. No way. But the true work of the Holy Spirit and the life mission of every Christian is that we would become dead to the world and alive to Christ. That we would learn to love him more than the world. And so he has given us this verse, and he teaches us these things, and says, he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. This cross that Jesus is talking about is a cross that requires change. It is a cross that requires surrendering the things that we love more than Jesus. And there's tons of things in our lives that we do love more than Jesus. It's not that we don't love Jesus, but there's a lot of other things that we love more than him. And so this cross is embracing the change. It is accepting the surrender of our other loves. It is putting our idols on the altar and allowing the fire of God to burn them up. And we don't do this because it's easy or fun. We do it because it is required to obtain Jesus. We must sell all to obtain the pearl of great price. Our new cross-less version of Christianity today wants the way to be a fun way and a happy way. But that's not what we see in history or the Bible. The way of Jesus is the way of the cross. It is a way of difficulty and surrender. It's a way of putting to death our old worldly life with all of its pursuits and passions. So when Jesus says, he who has lost his life shall find it, he means those who have lost their worldly life will find true life in Christ. Those who surrender their worldly life obtain true life in Christ. As we struggle to invent a new version of Christianity that requires no change, so that we can hold on to our obsession with sports, our enslavement to all types of worldly entertainment, so we can hold on to our desire to do well in the world, to be successful and prosperous and looked up to have the ability to hold on to our grudges and our bitterness and our critical spirit and our judgmental attitude. We find, as we come up with a version that allows us to keep all these things, that there is a great penalty for doing this. And the penalty is this, that those who hold on to and keep their worldly life will forfeit their life in Christ. And so it is a self-evident truth. As we hold on to our worldly loves, our worldly pastimes, we have no life in Christ. We have no joy in Christ. Sure, we might go to church and we might have the appearance of being a Christian, but we have no life in Christ. We have no joy. Our pleasure is in the world. Our joy is in worldly indulgence. Many people have forgotten that you can even have joy in Christ. And that's because the teaching of our day has led us so far from surrender that we don't even know that we need to surrender. We look around us and no one is surrendering their love of the world. We think that we don't have to either. We think that we can have the world and have Jesus too. And this all reinforces my claim that we need to go back to the book. not to these carefully devised doctrines that allow us to live any way we want and then be totally assured of salvation. We need to go back to the Word of God and see that Jesus' own words say, if you don't pick up your cross, you are not worthy of me. So this is a safe ground. This is the safe place to be. And we're not safe while we're listening to fancy teachings and carefully crafted theologies. No, Christianity is simple. It was made for fishermen. It is made for the common people. All that the common people have to do to stay right on course is pick up the book and read it and do what it says. We do not need to have a fancy theological framework to please God. Read his word. Read the Gospel of Matthew. That in itself is enough to keep you in a safe course on safe ground. And let me tell you, it's happy ground. Because the second half of this verse is just as true as the first half. Those who have lost their life for his sake will find it. Those who are obedient to the word and begin the process of letting go of their grudges and their critical attitudes will find that they have a new joy in Jesus. Those who are obedient to pick up the cross, setting aside their indulgence in worldly pastimes and pleasures and things that grieve the Holy Spirit, they will find that they have new pleasure in God. It's remarkable. If we allow the cross of Christ to crucify any part of our worldly, self-seeking life, Jesus will immediately fill that area with himself, so that those who are the most surrendered have the most joy. Those who are not seeking the approval of worldly-minded men will obtain the approval of God. Those who have become dead to status in the world will have high standing with God. Those who surrender their deepest desires out of love for God will find that he becomes their love. He becomes their deepest desire. So this word is no gloomy going to the cross word. No way. It is life itself and the road to all joy. And that's why our book on revival is called Through the Narrow Gate, the Surprising Door to Radiant Life. The way of surrender is the way of boundless true joy. It is the true way to a radiant life. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we need your help. We need your forgiveness. We repent, O Lord, of holding firm to our old worldly ways, our old worldly loves, and loving the things of the world more than Jesus, and we don't want it anymore. We don't want to belong to the world. We don't want to be worldlings. We want to be set apart for Jesus. We want to be that special companion, that bride of Christ that is set apart for him, that has come out of the world, that is not stained by the world or the love of the world, but is full of the purity and holiness that comes from being in love with Christ and being obedient to his word. Heavenly Father, we surrender ourselves to you today, and we ask you to take from us the love of the world and give us instead the love of Jesus, pure and undefiled. I surrender today, O Lord. I give my life to you today fully. Make me into that precious companion for Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, I want to pray for each one who is listening. Lord, that you would send the spirit of revival and the fire of revival right now to burn up all the chaff in our lives, that we might become dead to the world and alive to Christ. That when you come, you will find many who are dressed in robes of righteousness, who have washed their robes, whose lamps are lit and filled with oil, waiting for that wonderful moment when you come. We want to be ready to meet you, Lord. We want to be ready. And I pray that you would cause many who hear this to be ready for that glorious day, that it will not come upon them like a thief, Lord, but it will come upon them with great joy and glory. We thank you so much for your word, which is life itself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Please call us, email us, write us, bring us your concerns, your needs, your prayer needs. Email us or call us with the news that you have repented from the heart to start a brand new life in Jesus. Get in touch with us. Go to our website, skiesrevivalradio.com. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to be in fellowship with you. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.